Hello, beautiful people. How are you doing? I hope you are keeping well. Again, I'm so grateful that you're here, that you listen, and that you send your beautiful energy to my podcast. We're all connected, so thank you. I tried to record a podcast three times last week, and I had recorded a savage one on Friday, half an hour long, and I was buzzing afterwards, and then it didn't save, and I was like, do you know what, there's a reason now. So I just had to let it go, and do you know what, recording that podcast hyped me right up. So I was like, maybe I was only to record it to really raise my vibration. But anyway, I hope you felt the lovely energy, even if you didn't get to hear it. But we're here now, we're back. I'm sitting here recording this, and it is wild and blustery down in the west of Mayo, and do you know what? It's lovely. I am buzzing. I have been gifted. I've gifted a blessing the last few days, and I just felt so inspired and creative, and I was like, I need to record podcast. I have found a book that I am reading, and it is called The Surrender Experiment by Michael A. Singer, and some of you may have heard of his other book, The Untethered Soul. I have not read that book, however I'm going to get that book today, because I know right now Michael A. Singer is my teacher. But anyway, I wanted to come on and share, I suppose, the lessons I'm getting from his book and how I'm incorporating them into my life. And again, you know, we're all connected. We're all made of energy. So the reason you're listening to this is that you want to grow. And that's one of Michael A. Singer's main things. I'm a bit obsessed with him at the minute. I'm looking at my phone here. It's 11:11. And it's like, if you're trying to grow in every moment of your life you are living. I was like, oh my God. As in that everything that crosses your path is an opportunity to grow. There's no good, there's no bad, there just is. But anyway, I was reading his book, and it's all about his own life journey. So I feel like that's how I learn. And anyone who's read my book, that's what I shared. I shared about my journey of healing, of growing, of feeling. And I feel like that's a really, really amazing way to learn, because, you know, nobody's telling you do this, do that. They're sharing what they did. And if it feels right for you, then you can go, oh, I might try that. But anyway, he... As I was reading the book, I was like, oh my God, this is happening to me all the time. The way he lives his life, I was like, oh my God, that is the way I live my life. And sometimes I say, like, and I do say it to people, I'm like, I'm mad. Now, I don't actually think I'm mad. I know I'm different, and I know it's what makes me who I am. And I'm so, so, so okay with it, because I've done lots of work around that. But I just, it was like he'd written the whole book for me, and I was like, oh my goodness. And my last podcast was about going with the flow of life, and I was on about Italy and how I kept getting these signs to go to Italy, to stay a bit longer, to leave my cottage. And I know some people had sent me messages, what's the crack, have you found somewhere to live, what are you doing? And to be honest, I am back in my home house, so grateful, and I've let go of way more things, so I literally have no attachments to anything right now, but I don't know what's coming. And my mind was being a little devil, and it was being like, oh, well, I might live here, or I might do this, or I might whatever. When I read this book over the weekend, I was like, oh my God, I just need to really let go. And to be honest, I thought I was letting go. But then I was like, actually, if my mind is saying I might be here, or manifesting, or visualizing this, or whatever, I'm like, I'm not actually letting go. I'm letting go of some things, but I'm putting expectations out there, whatever. So I was like, I just need to let go. And one of his big things is letting life flow through you. And life can only fully flow through you if you have let go of everything. And I could feel fear last week. I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I was like, oh my goodness. Like, and I could feel it. But then I was like, I'm grand. Like, I've got this, because I suppose I always feel connected to something bigger than me. And when I can sit into that, I'm like, well, I'm not doing this alone. Like, so literally today I was like, took out my journal this morning and my pen, and I was like, I let go of everything. I let life flow through me. And I kept writing it. I let life flow through me. I was in the shower and I was like, I let life flow through me. And what does that look like? That means any expectations I have for even writing another book, even my business, even where I'm going to live, I have to let all of that go. Life might want to flow through me and might want me to, I don't know, move to California. Or it might want me to move away from wellness and do something else. And in order to really surrender and let go, you have to let go of everything. And I was like, oh, that's a bit scary. Like, and then I was like, feck it, what actually have I got to lose? And then I was like, I was thinking then, I was like, the last time I fully surrendered to a really deep level, I feel like emotional because I'm just so blessed. I was like, things happened. Like, my life changed when I, like, we're surrendering, we're letting go all the time. And it's really, it's hard, like, but I remember, and I spoke about this before, when I was in the depths of it, I was in an awful place. I did not want to be here. I sat at the end of my bed and I was like, God, David, just take me. I can't be here. Like, I hate this. I hate my life. The thought of being here for the next 50 years was horrendous, and I couldn't feel that pain anymore. I couldn't, it was horrendous. And I sat at David's grave, and I wrote about this in my book, and I just said, I let go, I surrender, I let go of everything. It was like energy flew through my whole body, and somehow then I found Reiki, I found affirmations, I found myself. I got obsessed with YouTube, but I didn't find all them things by looking for them. I found all them things by letting go. And today when I was journaling, I was like, actually, everything that has happened in my life, everything that has come that has been good, I haven't tried to figure it out. It has came in the most unique and synchronistic way that I couldn't have planned it. Because if I planned it, I would have fecked it up, let's just say. So maybe someone needs to hear that. And it was like my whole body, when I did that, right, I was like, I let life flow through me. I actually turned on YouTube and I did like a yoga thing on the mat here. And I was like, I never do yoga. It was like, I didn't know, I started moving. It was like my body, there was so much energy in my body. And I was like, oh my goodness. And I was like kind of smiling to myself. And I think some people might get this. And if you don't, it's grand. Nobody needs to get this bar me. I was like, oh, I'm going on a journey. I was like, I'm going on a deeper journey. And yesterday morning, I was shown that really clearly. I was down in Wicklow and I had lost something. And I was checking out the place I was staying in, and my mind had convinced me that I had left what I was looking for in the car. And I just was there, you know, when you're kind of just being like, oh, I'll go to the car, and you're whatever, fannying around. And I sat there and I just slowed down and I just took a breath. And when I came into stillness and silence, I could hear this voice. And I know I've connected with this voice loads of time, but I never connect with it when I'm trying to figure out life. And it was like, look under the blanket, look under the blanket. And sure, look, wasn't it under the blanket? And I got all excited because I was like, oh my goodness, I am in the best possible place in my life, because I don't know what's coming. I don't need to know, but I'm willing to listen to my voice within. And if I listen to that and I trust, I'll be put and I'll be guided to the right places. And surrender doesn't mean you just let go and you do nothing and you wait for things to come to you. That is not what surrender is. Well, part of it, but things don't just come to you. You have to listen to you. So say today now, I could get a thing. I need to go to Westport. I need to go to Westport. And I might, the mind may come in, be like, oh, it's a mad plus three windy day. Why would you go to Westport? Again, that's the mind. If I feel like it's coming from another place, I have to go to Westport. It doesn't need to make sense. But I could be met with someone or something. Something that wants to flow through me. And again, I am allowing life to flow through me. So we have to play ball. And that's the bit people find hard. And how can you listen to that voice in your head? It's not in your head. It's the voice of your soul. It's your spirit. How can you listen to that if you're busy all the time? You can't. And I was listening to, when I was reading your man's book, he has committed himself in the morning and the evening to meditation practice. And like meditation, to be honest, when you get into meditation, I'm going to say easy when you get into it, because the feeling you get is like, oh my goodness. But like if you're meditating in the morning, you're meditating in the evening and you're going across your whole day like you never meditated, it's counterproductive, if that makes sense. So yeah, I feel really, really, really excited. And I suppose anyone who's been listening to this for a while, like, I only record podcasts when it feels right. I only put things out when it feels right. Most of the time I only do anything when I get this feeling. And sometimes I used to be like, is there something wrong with me? Like, why can't I be more like planning? Like, why do I find it hard to plan? Or why do I find it hard to like set things in stone? And then when I get this feeling, it's like boom. And then I was reading this book, I was like, because that's the feeling I get. And I was like, why would I want to change that? I was like, if anything, it's worked amazing for me so far in life. So why would I change that? And I really advise you to read his book, because it's amazing. Like, it really is. Like, things have just happened and crossed his path. Things he never would have imagined. And whenever he needed something, whenever he needed someone or something to help him, they just came. And I was thinking about when I was writing the book, and I remember getting, it was this thing I needed to write this book, and I didn't know how the hell I was going to do it. I was like, oh my god, I'm so out of my depth. And like what happened to him, everything at the right time, people were just gifted me, things would happen, everything just happened because I was listening to me and I was surrendering to life and I was letting life flow through me and I was tapping into that creative flow. And I was like, oh my goodness. And I was so in my flow. I was eating healthier. I just felt in the best place of my whole life. And I was like, oh my God, I need to go back there. And again, that's the mind. But I do know as well where I am. I'm like, even this morning I'm journaling. I'm like, this is so exciting. But we have to be open. And again, you know, I might put in, oh my God, life has flowed me to become a hairdresser. Now, who knows? Do you know what I mean? Again, it's not about us. And he speaks about, like, in his book, Stillness. He went into, like, months, nearly years of kind of his own relationship with himself and building up that stillness. And then he realized, actually, I didn't come here to be still. I came here to be of service. But you have to find that place within yourself first. And then you can, you know, build that into being of service. And it's bringing the both of them together. And I suppose for me, I know I have been gifted an amazing outlook on life. I know I have a really strong connection to spirit, to the spiritual part within me. And sometimes I just wonder, how can I help other people connect with this? Because things happen in my life that I'm like, oh my God, sometimes I try and explain them to other people and I can't, like, I just can't. I would love for everyone to feel it. And again, that's my mind. And I'm like, I can't. I help people by being me and sharing my magic. And there's definitely a book number two coming. Wink, wink. And it's going to be amazing, because life is going to flow through me and life is going to help me write it. And life is already flowing through me, actually, for the bit I've started writing on. And yeah, like, it's there for all of us. What I feel, and even, you know, the way Mike Leigh Singer describes it in his book, and lots of people, that feeling we feel is there for every one of us. And I know people are like, oh, sure, I won't be able to. It's there for all of us because it's within us. It's a part of us. And the fact you're listening to this, like, is most definitely a sign. And I'll give you, like, an amazing, amazing example of how it's there for all of us. So on Sunday, I was down in Wicklow and I was with my friend and we were out exploring Wicklow and we were using Google Maps, and Google Maps brought us down this really shitty side road. Like, I mean, really bad. And we kept driving and they asked me, they're like, Ciara, are you sure this is the road? And I looked at the map, I was like, I'm telling you, it's a road. So we had kind of gone too far. So we kept going. And I mean, the car got stuck, like the road turned to absolute sludge, to mud. The road turned to shit, basically. And the car got stuck. And you know when the car's stuck in mud and you're moving the wheel and the mud is just flying everywhere. So obviously they were driving and they're like, oh my goodness, the car was stuck. The road was narrow. We were in the middle of nowhere. There was only a field. There wasn't even a house nearby. It was bank holiday. And they were like, what the hell? And I was just like, it's okay. It's okay. They were nearly looking at me like, oh my God, like, really? Do you really think everything's okay? Like, and obviously, do you know, they were annoyed. And do you know, it was their car and whatever. So anyway, I got out the car and they were trying to reverse and whatever and to get it back and it wouldn't work. And I kept hearing in my head, well, not much in my head, it was like, they're getting a lesson in faith. They're getting a lesson in faith and they're getting a lesson in asking for help. Obviously, you can imagine this is not what they wanted here, but it was so loud. And I was like, oh, I said, did you ask Archangel Michael last year? And you know, let's just say they probably wanted, I was annoying them. But anyway, it was coming in so strong. Then anyway, what happens next? He'll might make sense why I had to say that. Because again, it's not my job to get anyone to believe in this. But I know them really, really well. And we've been gifted to each other. But anyway, they couldn't. The car was completely stuck. And anyone who knows me knows driving, like, I'm grand driver, like, reversing is not my forte. So if something in me was like, Ciara, get into the car. So anyway, I hopped into the car and I grabbed the steering wheel and I was like, right, come on. I said, David, angels, I called in everyone and more, let's do this. And you won't even believe what happened. Somehow I managed to reverse the car out of the, like, it was completely stuck. It was really bad. I managed to reverse it out and I got it out and they were like, what the hell? I got out of the car and they were just looked at me and they're like, you got to be joking. You've actually got to be joking. I was like, I didn't do that. I was like, I asked for help. I said, I got the help I needed. And then anyway, we had a flat tire and then you could tell they were like, oh my goodness, but it was, there was a deeper meaning and a deeper purpose behind it. So then I know we had a flat tire then, and we were completely stuck. So I headed off and I said, right, I'm going to go and see, can we get help? So I went to this lovely man's house and I landed at the door, and he actually looked at me and goes, oh no. And I was like, oh, right. And he said, this has happened a few times, that on Google Maps, it's been marked as a, it was a public road, but it's not fit for use anymore. And it's still on Google Maps, and he has emailed Google Maps and he's asked them to take it off because loads of cars have got stuck like this. So anyway, he agreed to come up and help me, and he'd like, don't know, does anyone know them protective eyes sign at his door? And I was like, oh, you have one of them. And we were talking about karma, like what you put out there comes back to you. So again, he was a reflection energetically off, you know, like he could have been like, ah, will you piss off? Like, this is bank holiday, you're annoying me. Didn't have to open the door, but like, I was met with love and kindness, and he came up and helped. He rang his other friend, his neighbour came. Like, and my friend was just looking at me, he's like, oh my goodness, like, it's like, you called that in. And I was just like, I said, yeah, I said, but, you know, I said, I do believe I'm only met with love and kindness and unconditional love. And I said, I always am. And he was like, oh my goodness. And anyway, they helped us, we got out and we laughed and we laughed and we laughed. And to be honest, I'm still laughing because it was just hilarious. And everything's grand, the car is perfect. But then that evening, it was like sign after sign after sign. I kept getting all the signs, and you could tell they were like, oh my God, okay. I was getting them, but really they were for them. But again, it's just life showing you that, you know, we do have an opportunity to let life flow us through us. And, you know, like, I suppose we were kind of a bit frig then, and like, you know, if I had been like, oh my God, we're stuck, we're not going to get out, it's going to be awful, I would have blocked that flow off being able to move the car, which still is going to go down in history in my world, and attracting in them lovely men who were going to help us. Do you know, if I had said, feck this, that mightn't have came, you know, your man mightn't have been home, we may have to leave the car there. We may have to walk. Who knows? But we have to be like in this moment, everything that happens to us, life is flowing through us in some way, shape or form. So yeah, allow life to flow through me. And I hope you do too. And know that we are part of something so much bigger. We can't control what happens to us, but we do have a way of looking at it. And choosing, feeling the feelings. Okay, it might annoy us. But feel it, let it go and be like, okay, life, flow through me. Surprise me. I let you wow me. So anyway, I hope you got something from this. I'm going to publish it straight away and sending loads and loads of love your way.